It's that time of the day. As we go on a blind date with another Phillies potential trade candidate, Kyle throws a resume at us, and we decide, do we want this player on the Phillies between now and August 3rd? All right, what do we got today?
All right, so just before we get into all this, I do want it out there. I saw this yesterday. 29th ranked farm system in baseball.
Yeah, not great.
Not good. Mm-mm. That's not going to help with us getting any of these trade candidates
go
on a blind date for, even though.
Feels like the Phillies always have the 29th ranked farm system.
It does. what have they been doing? And they haven't even traded. Like, it's not like we've been trading off all of our good players in the farm system.
I guess Tait is probably the biggest one we've traded in recent years. Yeah.
But like we're waiting on these kids. And the farm system is still plummeting.
Yeah, this was a bad year for the farm system.
Terrible year.
I mean, Aiden Miller
system.
Hasn't played baseball this year. It's not good.
So I don't know how the hell we're going to get any of these guys. But today I have for you a left-handed pitcher who I'm just going to say, after watching Kirkering and everybody else in this bullpen after Joan Duran, we need desperately.
Scott had a stat last night, Hugh, that everyone other than Duran in the last few weeks has a 6.5 ERA in the bullpen. Duran hasn't given up a run. Like he is holding this thing up all by himself.
He hasn't given up a run? I thought he blew one save.
No, not in this stretch he was talking about. Few weeks.
Okay, right. Okay. All right. 32 years old, a free agent after the year 2028.
Okay.
Now, the team he's on is hovering around 500. They're in the wild card race, not in a wild card spot, but firmly in the race. Don't know if they're going to sell. Could decide to just based on the fact that this guy is making $19 million.
Whoa.
Hefty price tags.
This is a starting pitcher. Or no reliever.
No, this is a reliever.
Ooh, okay.
Now, I will say a career closer. I believe he's the closer for this team right now. Really, once I read you off this guy's numbers, it's going to be a lock that all of us, given the opportunity, would make this trade. Just curious if you can guess who this is, because it's not really a name that we've talked about a lot recently, but I think has been in the spotlight or was more of a name that we've talked about a few years ago or, anyway.
Did we talk about him earlier this year?
I don't think so, unless I'm misremembering. Anyway, this guy pretty much averages like 30 saves a season. Career 2.58 ERA.
Well, that's great.
A career 9.31 whip. That's 0.931 whip.
Okay. Yeah.
This year, in 16 games, again, a closer, 0.59 ERA, 0.717 whip. I believe he has, I can't read my own damn handwriting now. A lot of saves this season. I think it's 10 that I wrote down. One home run allowed. Playoffs, 1.64 ERA, 0.909 whip. Can you guess who this is?
Does this guy have, in a way, a big part of Philly's history?
Yes.
In 2022, was this guy unavailable to pitch multiple innings because he didn't have a long-term contract?
Yes.
And that led to Robert Suarez on the mound for Bedlam at the Bank.
Sure did.
That means we're talking about Josh Hader.
Maybe we are talking about Josh.
You know what? People forget about Josh Hader.
People forget about
now,
Josh
he was injured to start the season. That's why he only has whatever innings or saves he has. Because I think he had a shoulder issue to start the season. So his numbers are a little bit down. He hasn't pitched as many games as normal. But we're talking about one of the best relievers of a decade. I mean, he's amazing when he pitches.
Yeah. And wasn't he, if I'm not mistaken, 22 was the year he was traded from Milwaukee to the Padres, correct?
Yes, but he didn't have, I think the thing was, until he got a long-term deal, he refused to pitch more than one inning at a time. And that's why he wasn't in the eighth inning to face Harper.
Right, which was, the rest is history. But not only responsible for that, but some say he was responsible for the Phillies' turning point in that season when Boehm took him deep.
And Vierling.
And Vierling. I think it was the first time he'd let up a home run all season, let alone back-to-back to Alec Boehm and the power hitter Alec Boehm.
Topper's first year.
And Matt Vierling, yeah.
Yeah, first week of his first
year. Josh Hader's got without being a Philly, pretty big imprint on Philly's history.
Now, so there's only one problem with this, roadblock. He's very expensive. He'd be the most expensive non-closer in baseball, right? $19 million? Because he wouldn't come here to be the closer here. They have Duran.
They had to put him in the rotation somewhere.
Well, you have to put him as a setup man in the bullpen. The question would be, would the Phillies, to me, I want him. Yes, I would love to have
$19 million's hefty.
Would the Phillies be willing to pay $19 million for a setup man?
No.
I think you're probably right on this. And he's still got years left on that deal, right? You said through 28?
Through 28, yeah. He's a free agent in 29.
You know what? I mean, If John, put your money where your mouth is.
Damn right. There he is.
I wonder what he would cost, considering he's getting a little older. Mm-hmm. The Astros are... Now, you mentioned they're back in it. They're kind of in the wild card mix, but they're not a very good team. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
32, expensive.
Right.
I mean, those things lead me to believe the Astros would sell.
I agree.
But, like you said, if they're sort of in this... If they're in this in-between phase, they're going to want good prospects back.
Yeah, of course they will.
Which, again... But can we, 29th
can we dream, though, on a Josh Hader to run 8th, 9th inning? And Hader in the past, I mean, he has a... I remember when he signed, he said the rules were off. Like, he now will pitch when you ask him to pitch, right? So, like, you could effectively end the game after 6 innings if you got Josh Hader.
Yep.
You just say, you're going to pitch 5 outs, and then Duran's going to pitch the rest of the game. Hew. Josh Hader, you in?
I'll take it. All day.
That's good.
Can't never have enough pitching.
Well, especially pitching like this.
Oh, dude. What?
I mean, when Josh Hader was at his best, he was like Mason Miller now.
His career numbers are super impressive. 0.590 ERA this year.
He's got 850 strikeouts in 527 innings. I mean, he's a dominant relief pitcher.
When I looked at his numbers this year, I'm like, 0.590 ERA. I'm like, he must have only pitched like 2 games.
I was trying to rack my brain when you said 19 million. I'm like, who gets that money as a reliever?
Yeah.
Oh, him, because he used to he was the guy.
It's funny because, you know, just looking through who I was going to present to you guys today. I'm like, Josh Hader. I'm like, wow, you don't really hear about him much anymore. But he was like, because right now it's Mason Miller, Jhoan Duran.
Right.
But like, Hader was that dude.
You're right. He was Mason Miller.
I mean, Not long ago.
Yeah. When he was in Milwaukee and he was young, that was what Mason Miller was. All right, I like that one. Josh Hader. It would be about money. I think that it would be money. I know the Phillies willing to pay that kind of money on a salary to a relief pitcher. All right. Our Twitter question. We have some good Twitter questions today here. Presented, of course, and sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, Hugh, let's get some guesses from you on these Twitter polls here. Let's start with this. Who should have been the number one Philly athlete in the top 11, Christopher Sanchez or Zach Wheeler?
Sanchez.
63% Wheeler.
Oh, wow.
We're living in the moment.
Well, it's tough because, Sanchez kind of got lit up.
Yeah.
And,
Even though it was Trey's fault.
A lot of Trey's fault, for sure.
Now, if Trey turns that double play,
different story.
Are we having this conversation?
Probably not. Mm-hmm. Are you getting your hopes up that LeBron will be a Sixer? Yes or no?
78% yes.
60% no.
Oh.
I think they
we're burned. We're scarred.
They don't want to get hurt.
From the Bichette thing.
They don't want to get hurt.
Well, people understand, like me, that we're being used. And this is all theatrics by LeBron and Rich Paul. And you guys are suckers.
Suckers.
All right, so let's unpack this for a second. If we're being used... What is the leverage point, right? We're at a point
Cleveland?
Where, well, no, I mean, like, what is LeBron looking for one of these teams?
Well, what if he's trying to get...
Didn't he make it clear that he would take a pay cut?
Well, yeah, and I don't think any of these teams have max cap space. So right. It's not money, per se. It's always money, but not like it would be max versus not max money. Does he want one of these teams to trade for his son? Like,
Somebody to trade for AD? I think.
Right, okay.
Right. He's saying, or he could be trying to entice an Eastern Conference team, like, you know, I'll go join the Sixers. Boston.
Oh, like you're saying, if you don't come in, get me now. Mm-hmm. So a team not really in the mix yet.
That's what I think. I think he's trying to get somebody that is out in.
Well, that might be. I mean, when you hear reporting like Miami, Cleveland, the Sixers, it does make you wonder what all the other teams in the NBA are just like sitting out of the LeBron thing.
And they're all Eastern Conference teams.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe he's trying to get Boston in.
That would be a tough one.
What happened to the Golden State one? Is Golden State still alive?
So it seems like they are not, and it's because they're not trading for Anthony Davis.
Okay.
It seemed like that was the original idea, and then they don't want to trade for Anthony Davis, so he doesn't want to go there. I don't know, but I am starting to get my hopes up that we are actually going to get LeBron James. Let's grab Dennis in Mount Laurel, who is up on WIP. Dennis?
Joey G, how you doing, my man?
Dennis, what's up?
Luke, I was talking about Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm.
This will be the second time he made an all-star team without actually having the stats to make an all-star team. The last time was his last year in Washington, when coincidentally the all-star game was playing in Washington, and he didn't have the votes. And he said, he was in the home run derby, and he said, if I'm not on the team, I'm not in the home run derby.
Doesn't he kind of have the stats this year, though?
I think he does.
Like, he has all-star stats this year.
Yeah. Now, I remember that one, and you're probably right about that one, Dennis. I have to go back and look what his numbers were at the break, but I think he has all-star level numbers this year.
Yeah, but why did he get selected? Why do you have to be a Legends pick? A Legend is somebody who's retired or in the Hall of Fame.
First base was tough this year. Olsen's having a great year.
Dennis, it's a fair question,
Freddie,
I guess.
Freddie, both of them went. That's crazy.
So Freddie and Olsen are deserving, too. To me, they could have taken three first basemen. I don't know why it was like they had to use the Legends pick on him. I don't know.
Because he's a legend.
But they could have just picked
him. Did you see the septic cleats?
Go ahead, Dennis.
Legendary.
Joe, listen to these stats.
Okay.
Joe, listen to these stats. There's the five major offensive categories. There's the OPS war, home runs, RBIs, and batting. He's not in the lead of any one of them on his own team. And he's batting .267. That's not all-star stuff.
Well, okay, but I think one thing that is we have to point out, you're right, he's maybe not leading his own team, but you said OPS is one of them, right? He's not leading his own team. Schwarber has the highest OPS, right, at .940 or whatever it is, right?
Yes.
But Bryce Harper is 16th in baseball. Like, just we're going to penalize him because he has a top five guy in his own lineup? Like, he's still top 16 in baseball in OPS.
And OPS, WAR is a much more meaningful stat than OPS because WAR looks at your overall worth to the team. OPS factors in walks, singles and doubles with two outs, singles and doubles that don't drive anybody in, and home runs, you know, when the game is decided. So he's a stat machine. There's no question about it. But out of the five offensive categories, OPS is the weakest because of those things I just brought up.
So I agree to a certain extent. And Dennis, it's a good phone call. I get it. I get your point.
Aren't the RBI stuff, that's dependent on teammates. Other guys.
Yeah, you have to have people on base.
Dennis is a Harper hater.
He's like you.
He is.
Yeah. I'm not a Harper hater. I'm just pointing out the obvious. Hmm. I like Bryce Harper. I like him a lot. Hmm. I mean, he's a showman.
Yeah.
He does showy stuff.
He's a cornball.
He's a showman.
I would be the first to say if he didn't deserve it. I think he deserves to be on the team.
It's so corny.
Well, he's trying to endear himself to the city.
But he's been here forever. Just like
he doesn't need to endear anymore.
We're good now. Like he's here. Once he signed here for 13 years and is staying here, like he's filled up.
You know who does not like Bryce Harper? And he sent out a tweet yesterday. Was his Spike? Spike is not a fan. I don't think Spike's a big fan.
I think he just recognizes how corny he is.
Well, that was that because he was—I forgot what he said—but he was talking about his cleats.
Oh, the septic cleats.
Yeah,
the septic cleats are ridiculous. Come on,
I think they're pretty cool.
Fun. That's great, but you're a shoe guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Doesn't it feel like
he's doing what they call the kids call the most.
And we don't need to anymore. Like when he first got here, his first
he
at bat.
Okay, we got it. You love us.
Yeah, like first at bat, he's wearing all the Fanatic stuff.
Yeah,
right?
We
like,
got it. Great.
It's awesome. Great. The Fanatic headband, all that. Like. We need septic cleats in 2026.
You know what I need him to do? Drop the price of that damn protein powder. That's
what he needed to do. I've been at three or four games the last 3 weeks or so. They're advertising everywhere in the stadium
now. It's blowing up.
For the protein powder. Yeah, it's in the grocery store I go to now. Yeah, it is blowing up.
You need to cut the price on them.
You think after it's blowing up, they're going to give you a discount?
I'm looking for it. Hey, after all the mean and hurtful, divisive things I've said, yes. I deserve one.
The worst part of this is everyone sees through this. If you get a discount on the protein powder, you won't criticize Harper
yes,
for
I will.
A year.
Yes,
no.
I will.
Cowboy Jim won you over with one bottle
Hugh's
of liquor.
Hugh's going to come in.
Excuse
we
me.
Need to give
Two
Bryce
bottles.
A financial
oh,
apology again.
Two bottles.
You know what? Actually, I think we should give Bryce Harper more money. He gave me free protein powder.
But you know what? I've been saying that. A financial apology.
We know.
I know. And then we get upset at you for that nonsense. Let's go to Lou in Denver. What's up, Lou?
Lou.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Lou.
Yeah,
who's
travesty, man. It's just a travesty that Zach Wheeler's not in the All-Star game, especially since he came back after all the health issues he was dealing with. And his WAR is 4.3. He's top 10 in WAR, and he only pitched 87 innings. He's been the best pitcher in the last 5 years, and he's still reinventing his game. I don't know if you ever went on this baseballsavant.mlb, but it gives, like, every single pitch he's done and how he's changed his arm angle because he changes mechanics over the last 2 years. So he's actually getting better versus left-handed hitters. He should have been the Legends pick. So I don't know why he's not in it, honestly.
Lou, I agree with you on that. When the thing for, the unveiling happened on Sunday, I was like, I thought Bryce should have made it just to make it. And I thought the Legends pick should have been Wheeler. He fit the criteria. You know, he's towards the end of his career. He obviously is the special circumstance coming off the surgery, the great year he's having. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, make him the Legends pick, and then even if he couldn't pitch, just replace him then. It would have been so simple.
And for him, I think he's a little bit more pissed off because he did everything in his power to come back. It was clearly a goal. He stated it. And it's honestly just unfair. and it's out of his control. So maybe that gives him some solace that, you know, he did everything he could. Everyone's telling him he's an all-star. He knows he's an all-star. It's just he wanted to enjoy the moment with his family in Philly, and it's just a shame he won't be able to do that. Now, hopefully he just takes it out on the rest of the league the second half, and we can ride this wave of his pitching that he's been just phenomenal, you know, this year and years past. So, and yeah, I definitely agree with you with Turner's got to figure something out. I don't know what we're going to do, but I don't know how they get a right-handed bat. That's a need and a relief pitcher too. So it's going to be hard because all you really have is Miller in the
farm system.
Yeah. And we do need him. We need one guy to come up and actually play shortstop eventually because Turner's can't play that forever. So you're really stuck with what you got, I think, right now. In terms of Brown, I'm still shocked that this trade would happen. And I'm thinking there's something going on with Embiid. Like, they might have to trade him. Because the only thing, another caller made a great point, he's got to come off the bench. You got to limit his minutes. Because if you keep him on the team, it's all about the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
And just, he can't start. He can't start. He can't play defense. And we have all these scorers. If we get LeBron, he can't play defense. We need a defensive center to get rebounds. And when I watched him versus the Knicks at he couldn't move out there.
I know. Yep.
So if you're going to have offense, it's got to be coming off the bench. So, but I love the move. I love where we're at. So I can't, you know, complain too much.
Well,
but I'm still from Philly, so I got to complain a little.
Of course. Well, that's what we do. Lou, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Yeah, conceptually, Joel Embiid, if he plays a certain role next year, could be great with this group, right? He plays defense, rebounds.
Yeah, there's a role for him here.
It's just mentally.
And he could be productive. He could definitely be productive.
I think there's two ways to do it. One, the caller mentioned earlier, coming off the bench, sixth man. He plays with the second unit. He's the scorer, right? Okay, that way. Less minutes, but okay, you go score like usual when you're out there. Or if he's going to play with the guys, the starters, they don't need his scoring, but his career has evolved over the years to where when he first came in the league, he was a defensive presence.
Yeah.
And then he's evolved to more of an offensive guy. Like, can he revert back and use all his energy on defense and rebounding and let Brown
protect the paint?
I mean, physically, maybe, but there's a mental part, too. All right, one quick thing on the Legends pick, because we were just discussing that. I mentioned Justin Verlander got picked for the American League Legends pick. This is gonna really hit home, because, you know, the idea is that Wheeler is not being selected because he can't participate, right? Right, that's the whole thing, because he's not allowed.
Don't.
So MLB announces that Justin Verlander has been named to the American League All-Star roster as a legend pick. The 43-year-old, who has been on the injured list since April, will not be active at the All-Star game, but will attend and be honored during the festivities of Philadelphia. So not only is Justin Verlander, he's been hurt since April. It's like Verlander last year. He's there to just like wave and smile and almost like be a baseball mascot. Like, he's not going to participate at all.
It's the way you say it, though. It just sounds so bad.
But the fact that they can't squeeze Wheeler on the team, but Verlander's there.
And that's why he feels the way that he feels.
It's baloney.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. And I think that, you know, they need to correct this. I really do. Because
how?
Well, that was my initial thought. Now, I'm not trying to take anything from anybody, but if they've already made the Legends pick here, so
Bryce,
I guess, you know, if you're being a stand-up guy, you know, Lizardo, you let Wheeler take.
Yeah,
spot.
You know what? Next year when we go to spring training, you're gonna have a lot of answering to do to a lot of people. Bobby Dickerson, you're gonna have to answer to for saying he's not about
Bobby,
that action.
Bobby, you ain't about that.
Hey, Zeus.
He's gonna end up throwing hands at somebody.
No, I'm not. I know how to act.
The fanatic.
Do you?
I know how to. I do.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm getting better, and plus I got we got a long time to go before we go to church. Go there.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's around the corner.
I'm just saying, but I got time to work on me.
Yeah, but the cat's out of the bag.
You've had 50 plus years. feels over, bud.
This is it. God, this is it.
What you see is what you get.
Hey, you're gonna get no better than this.
Poll question: is Hugh Douglas a finished product? Yes or no?
I'm still working on me.
All right, coming up. A guy that's not a finished product. Well, I mean, at 2 o'clock today, did you guys know that Broads and TK are going to be broadcasting live from dining?
No T's in the building.
No, not in this building. Dining under the stars in media. They're going to be.
Oh, wait a minute. That's fancy.
Oh, it's cool. Yeah. I've never been there, but I've seen the photos. I wanted to go one day.
I might have to slide there. That's on my way home.
Okay.
A little bit.
They're going to be broadcasting live from dining under the stars with Broads and TK. But Broads is going to be on, you know, with TK again. And I mean, it's basically what people are saying in the city is this is Broad's audition to take Spike's job as the lead voice on the afternoon show along with Ike.
Yes.
So each day we're going to examine the job Broad's is doing and how close to the reality he is. So we're gonna kind of unpack and grade his open from yesterday to see is that afternoon show worthy or not.
Gotcha.
That's coming up next. And of course, your calls and you people. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Not Mike Jones. Mike Jones.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get to your phone calls here. Plus you people in a little bit. Also coming up at 2, Broads and TK. We know Broads, of course, when he went public to the Philadelphia Business Journal a couple years ago, right? Saying
he's trying to get this job.
The dreams to be the afternoon show. So he gets to sit in this week for the afternoon show because they're on vacation, right? And you know he's with TK yesterday and today. They're going to be dining under the stars in media today, which is a cool
spot. That sounds kind of fancy, though.
Too fancy for Broads and TK is what you're saying.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying it feels a little highbrow. Feels a little highbrow.
For us, for WIP?
You know what, though? Quietly, media has some really, really nice food areas up there, man. It's really, really nice.
Well, I'm sure they're going to get some while they're there. But, all right, so Broads is, you know, obviously it's a big week, right? He's got to make an impression as a, you know, an afternoon show guy. So let's take a little listen to what Broads said yesterday, how he started the show along with TK, his take, day one, filling in for the afternoon show.
TK, here's the truth. I am starting to really worry about Christopher Sanchez. And yesterday I did final out, and it didn't necessarily hit me in the moment just because I gave the traditional, he's too good for this to really be a problem. But when you take a look at his ERA away from Citizens Bank Park, he's got a 5.32 ERA. His changeup doesn't look as deadly as it has. And I love him. 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 But if I take a look at what is starting to hit me right in the face, his last two road starts, it is starting to get rough, and I'm starting to at least put my hand on top of that panic button.
Hmm. All right, so let's unpack that.
You said,
Let's unpack that. I heard panic. I like that out of a talk show host. Yes. And once in a while, you just need to hit the panic button, right? I mean, sometimes we slam that panic button before anybody else. Someone has to do it around here. So I like the panic. He had some facts and stats in there. That's good. Also used his eye test. He was kind of changing his mind from the night before. I appreciate that. And it, you know, I mean, you got to change your mind, right? You can't be stubborn.
You're a fan.
Yeah.
Well, stubborn is cool. Stubborn's okay.
Well,
it's okay.
Some people, that's their brand, stubbornness. I'm not going to say any names, but some people.
So sometimes ignorance is bliss.
It is. I'll give Broads a solid B+ for the Christopher Sanchez panic on day one hosting the afternoon show. Hugh, what'd you think?
I'll tell you what, you know, I like Broads, and the one thing that Broads always does, because you know I have ADHD, and a lot of times when I'm watching shows or if I'm having conversations with people, if you don't grab me immediately and pique my interest,
you're out.
I kind of check out.
Yeah.
And the one thing that Broads always does when you listen to him, he grabs you with his inflection, his voice inflection,
yep,
and the thing and his articulation of some of the words that he's saying. So I like it. Because when you first tune into the radio station, man, you gotta grab the listeners with that initial, you know, jolt, and that's what Broads does a great job.
Well,
of.
Speaking of that, I was reading something the other day, which is actually quite scary. Do you know the average American's attention span is now down to 47 seconds?
Yes,
huh? We, 40.
I feel the
we can't concentrate on, and this is 47 seconds. That is, it's embarrassing what's happened.
But see, this is what I do, and I think it's worked well. And it's not being rude. It's just me being honest. A lot of times, you know, because we have some great Eagle fans here, man, and there's a lot of history in this city.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we've been places where people, you know, want to tell us their fandom and how long they've been Eagle fan stuff. Normally, I say, hey, man, you know, no disrespect, but can we speed this story up a little bit because you know it's starting to drag out a little bit. I mean, I've done that a few times.
Because
I mean,
long love, talking.
Love the fans, man. But sometimes, I get it. You want to share your stories because you feel like you know us. But sometimes that long talking, you got, and especially if you catch me when I'm outside of work hours, because you know when I'm outside of work hours, you might get a different hue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The one falling asleep in the back of a bar.
The one that's, so when you're doing all that long talking, I ain't really, you know, I ain't really built for that.
Or the one that needs help at the kiosk at the airport.
You know, there's so many different news, you
or the
know
one
what
that smashed his head on the overhead.
Oh, man, was about to stay in Florida. Was about to be a Florida resident doing the show from Florida.
I did wonder when that happened. Like, let's say we go back and you stay, right? And then we're here the next day and we're in the meeting and, like, and Blue Jeans walks in.
Where's you?
Where's you? Is he all right?
He couldn't get his ticket.
Funny story, Blue Jeans. We left him there.
He couldn't get his ticket.
Couldn't get it printed.
But, hey, that lady, because y'all would just laugh. Y'all weren't going to help nobody. But that lady was a godsend. Because I refuse, at that moment, you talk about stubborn. I refuse to ask you or Kyle for any help. I would have stayed. I promise you.
I wasn't going to help you anyway.
I know you wasn't. That's why I did ask. I knew it. And that's why when I saw y'all over there laughing, I played it off like I didn't see it. Because I'm like, I refuse to ask either one of them for help.
I know we joke with the pop-pop thing. It reminded me of when my grandfather got up there and, like, just, like, simple directions. We got to just, like, help him out.
Man, I was stuck. I was so stuck.
I mean, you were planted to the floor stuck. I mean, you were. All right. Broads and TK, round two today.
Do we think they're closer to take... Do we think Broads got closer or further than taking Spike's chair?
I think
yesterday?
You need an A. I need to see a solid A before I say that. I mean, that's a big thing.
You know... I think we'll know if he gets the entire internet mad at him.
Right, yeah. I mean,
Spike does a great job of that.
Yes. Oh, yeah, on a daily basis. If the internet's not mad at you, you probably, you know, you're not taking anyone's job around here. That's probably how it works. Now, do you think Broads is feeling the pressure? Especially as we talk about this leading into the show today.
I mean, Broads is a professional.
Have you heard it? So every time they grill him on the afternoons, his voice starts raising like 10 octaves because he feels the pressure.
Of course he does. Well, I mean.
And he admits it openly.
Well, this is his fault for speaking so openly to the Philadelphia Business
Journal.
I'm not
mad at him. I'm not mad at him for saying that, though. He's coming for that spot.
Here's the question. Does Spike feel any pressure as this all unfolds?
Nah.
Yeah? You don't think so?
Spike's a professional. Spike. Nah, because, see, Spike has many lives. You know, Spike can always go back corporate. You know what I mean? He always can push that button. So Spike a survivor. He'll be all right.
You're saying he's not going to miss a meal regardless of how things happen?
No, Spike ain't going to miss no meal.
Okay.
He ain't going to do that.
Yeah, but he likes hosting the afternoon show with those guys.
I think
guys.
He does. And they have great chemistry.
They do,
Him and Ike together, they have great chemistry. And Jack, for that matter. Matter of fact, I'm not mad at Jack. Remember when Bryce was looking for somebody to pitch for him?
We still don't know who will pitch for Bryce in the
home
run
derby. No, we don't. I am not mad at Jack for throwing his name in the hat for that.
Do you think he's got a shot?
No. Jack looked professional in that picture.
I gotta say, I think it's time Jack keeps his grubby hands off our Phillies. With the Trey thing, I mean,
the
guy's
hug.
A disaster.
I mean, seriously.
Oh, I forgot about that.
The hug, did you forget that embrace? It's like brothers who haven't seen each other in decades.
But, well, what I saw was two people that were happy they found each other.
Like, what does that mean?
Okay, I'm about to explain it to you. I've worked.
How is Trey Turner happy he found Jack?
Because Jack was the one that helped orchestrate the standing ovation at the time to help Trey get out of that slump. And I think Trey appreciated that. And it allowed Jack to, because I saw the college picture, which was pretty cool. It allowed Jack to pick up on his dream of being in a major league locker room.
More likely to happen. More likely. Bryce Harper picks Jack Fritz to pitch him at the home run derby, or Broads takes Spike's job.
Broads takes Spike's job.
Wow.
But no, wait, you know what? Bryce does listen to the show.
No, I know.
He listens to their show.
And he probably remembers the Trey thing. Here's my thing. I actually,
Jack got a shot.
Jack, among everyone I know, would be the most likely to be able to pitch to Bryce Harper in home run derby. You don't have to throw hard, right? Because he can't throw hard anymore. He hasn't pitched in a long time. You only have to throw like batting practice kind of pitches, right? That's the whole point. But you can't pick someone that's not pitching currently, or like a coach currently. Like, what if Jack hits Bryce Harper by accident and breaks his hand?
He's not going to be throwing heat.
Oh, Jack would probably cry.
No, but can you trust Jack to throw the ball over the plate?
You know what?
In a big moment.
The only thing that if Jack got a chance to do it, the only thing that I'd be nervous for Jack is all those people.
Yes.
And him like, because Jack gets a little, you know.
Well, and then if he starts throwing a bunch of balls and Bryce's like, what are we doing? And everyone's booing him.
Yeah.
The whole stadium boos Jack. Yeah, we can't
have
that.
Yeah, that might be a problem.
Yeah, I think most likely neither of these things are going to happen anytime soon. But we decided to talk about it. Jared in Charlotte is up on WIP. What's up, Jared?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to say that it's time to get the throne ready. because most likely the Kings come in here.
See, Jared's getting his hopes up. I like it, Jared.
No. I'm not getting the hopes up. It's the facts that's doing it.
I like that. He's a Sixers fan.
But he is in Charlotte's point. Yeah.
He means
like Kyle has the big fear that we're going to be used for an unknown team.
I know it's not a fear. We're getting used. You're a sucker.
Listen, in LeBron's three prior free agencies, he's always went to one of the top three teams that were speculated. Mm-hmm. It was never an outside team. Not only that, two of the three times, he waited 7 days and 10 days before he signed, other than L.A., which he signed right away.
This guy's cooking.
What made those two times special that he waited? One was they had to trade Michael Beasley away, get Bosch on the hook, and figure out contracts. With going back to Cleveland, where did he want to go? Well, what did he have to do? They had to trade Wiggins for Love and then set up contracts, and it was all announced. Both deals, everything was announced in the same day. Now, with this one, we have another guy that needs to be traded, and that's Embiid. And then on August 6th, AD is available to sign a four-year, $275 million extension and forego his option year, which is the following year, which makes this year his last year. So if Washington does not give him that, they will swap out Embiid for AD, and then he signs. So if that's before August 6th or after August 6th, who knows? But LeBron has always waited, because if he wanted to go to Cleveland, let's just be real, they can't do anything other than have Harden resign. They can't do a sign and trade with Harden. They can only resign Harden after LeBron signs. So they're static. So if he wanted to go to Cleveland, it would be done. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't be talking. It would be over like he did with L.A. But L.A., they had to wait a year for A.D. So he just signed right away. It was done.
It was?
Whereas in these other deals, he's waiting. What are we waiting for?
He's waiting to come to Philadelphia. Jared has just laid it out for everyone. The King is coming to Philadelphia. You heard it here from
Jared. All going to be so disappointed.
Well, no, what we are doing is we're reading the tea leaves. Jared's got facts.
Just trying to help you guys.
That's pretty good.
No.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it.
You're welcome, Jared. Jared's becoming one of my favorite callers. Remember last week he gave the facts on Jalen Hurts? He's a facts guy, right? He comes in, he's got his facts, and he lays them all out, and he just lets the chips fall where they may. I like that. Andrew in Westchester up on WIP. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, what's Andrew. What's up?
Thank you for bringing me so much joy. I'm in my car a lot now, so I get to listen to you guys a lot more, and just really a great show.
Well,
so,
thank you for listening. We appreciate you being part of the nonsense here every day with us.
No, it is nonsense. It's pure nonsense, and I thrive in that kind of community. But I wanted to talk about the Wheeler thing, and I'm on board with you. I think that's a very kind of romantic, poetic idea with the whole Lizardo thing. But if we're going to take it that far, and, you know, you guys were just talking about that poll and everything, I mean, you know, like, arguably, like, maybe Wheeler should have been in there ahead of Sanchez. You know, what if we made this, like, what if we took this bigger? What if Sanchez was the one who went in and said, look, I'm throwing my glove down. I'm not going into this game.
Well, Andrew, like I was joking about the Rudy thing, because they all put their jerseys on the coach's desk. I like your idea, though, the gloves.
Right?
Everyone drops their gloves on Dave Roberts' managerial desk. Like, I'm not going unless he goes.
Right. And you throw all the health stuff. And do you remember when Wheeler came back and the Phillies hadn't turned it on offensively? Do you remember how embarrassing that first start Wheeler had when he came back?
Yep.
And he pitched a really nice game, and they just left him hanging out to dry. And I thought it was also poignant after Sanchez got named, and he pitched arguably the worst game of his career on Saturday. And Wheeler came out and absolutely smashed it up on Sunday. So I was kind of happy to see that in some ways, but it doesn't fix the problem. So I hope they figure something out, man.
Well,
you know?
It would be great. I mean, it's
definitely
just
not right.
Yeah, it's crazy that we're going to have this game next week, and he's going to be at his house, you know, somewhere in wherever he lives around here, and watching like the rest
not
of
written.
Us.
I'm holding out hope.
I know you are. Andrew, good phone call. We appreciate you listening.
It's not written in stone yet.
What do you think about everyone dropping their gloves on the manager's desk? If he ain't going, we're not going.
See, you all know what? You know what, Joe? I don't like that, because you made it a Rudy moment. That's what you're doing.
You made it a Rudy moment.
No, I did
you
not
did.
Make it a Rudy moment. I didn't.
But isn't that like the most famous theatrical example?
I don't
of
recall it? That in Rudy.
What do you mean, record?
But then again, I don't recall Rudy that much. I remember the sack that he got.
Yeah, but how did he get to play?
Him off on the shoulder.
So it was his last game. He was a walk-on, right? Last game of his senior year.
5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing. I remember that.
I forget that actor's name. I love him in that. He's like the.
He used to be Rock. I can't remember his name either. Charles, not Charles. Charles is that? No, that sound. I don't know. That sound right?
He had a cool thing about him. But he was a great character in that movie. Anyway, it is a Rudy thing. They all dropped their jerseys on the coach's desk. They said, if he ain't playing,
Charles Dutton.
We ain't playing. Charles
I was right,
Dutton.
Charles Dutton. Charles S. Dutton. I was right.
So are you Charles Dutton in this?
I guess I could be. I ain't shaving, though.
We're remaking Rudy.
You're 5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing. Nah, but I think it's the right thing to do. Because Willard's very, very reserved. In his delivery,
yeah,
and he's very, very upset, and I think they should make it right. I think that we still got 6 foot nothing.
I can't believe how much you ran with this.
I know it's unbelievable.
What do you mean? This was your idea, great idea, by the way, Kyle. I want to give Kyle Quinn a shout out for his great radio idea.
This is your thing.
No, Kyle,
it's attributed to you,
but it's Kyle.
It's called tattletaling, what you're doing right now.
Nah, 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 boo-boo.
You are a tattletale.
You know what? Is this going to be your new thing when you don't like the reaction to something? You know what, Kyle?
I don't care. Yeah, I don't like the reaction thing.
Kyle
don't
told
me
to
much.
Say it.
But I just thought it was a sound idea, and I took it and ran with it.
Well, I have great ideas.
He does.
Yeah, except
this one wasn't mine.
When you put this in practicality and Jesus Rosado gets screwed,
Wheeler
has to feel like, you know, see, like... Yeah, a charity case here.
This is why it's important, people, especially for y'all that don't listen as well. You got to catch the beginning of the show because I think I waxed poetic about how this should work. And I also said that I feel like it makes the locker room uncomfortable given that you got the pander in chief over here. These are not my words. These are just the way.
These are literally your words.
These are not my words. This is just the way that I'm painting this picture to help people understand.
We're calling Bryce a panderer, a fraud,
Scepter's finest with the cleats over here that begged everybody to vote for him in All-Star game.
I might steal this.
And then Lusardo, you know, he gets the nod, and Will's over there looking like, are you freaking kidding me?
I'm going to write this down.
Did you watch me shove the other day?
To remind me, I'm going to set an alarm. I don't know what month, October, November, December. When I get on the air and I say the Eagles should bench Jalen Hurts, I'm going to say, these aren't my words, but I think they should do it.
Yeah,
Is that how you get out of it? Oh, okay.
No, it's not how you get out of it because people don't listen, but you can give it the old college try.
I'm going to do it. A wise man once told me, just say these are not my words before I say it.
I like, where were we at when the lady said, stop talking about Jalen Hurts or something. Where were we?
We were at the regatta.
And I told her, I said, if we didn't talk about him, you wouldn't be here.
Stotesbury Regatta.
Responding. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And then we talked about Jalen after that.
Yeah, we did.
Anyway, let's get to you people, see what they're up to today.
Still ain't fixed these?
Open up the chat today, this morning to start the show. What do I see?
Jalen.
You guys want to take a wild guess?
They're yelling about Jalen,
They're
sure.
fighting about Jalen Hurts versus Josh Allen.
I did hear, I think it was a Times Yours call at the end of the morning show today, and it was just about how Josh Allen, you know, is the loser, and you know he doesn't win big games and all that.
Man. Oh, dude, he stinks.
It's like, where did that come from?
Guy stinks.
Three, four more weeks, we'll be...
Jalen's so much better, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We got it. Josh Allen's holding the Bills back.
Oh my God.
Just makes so much sense, guys. Yep. Just keep on keeping on.
Anyone remember before he got drafted there that the Bills had missed the playoffs for like...
He made them somewhat relevant.
18 straight years?
Yeah, okay. Jim Kelly was the last good quarterback they had, right?
Yeah.
Then they had like Rob Johnson.
And Doug Flutie.
How does a league MVP hold a team back is what I guess I'm stuck on.
Callers are saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What's up and shut up?
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a little good
one. We're a talk show.
Yeah.
We can't
shut up. No.
We have to stay on the air.
well.
They're here. So, how dare Joe start the show by insinuating Hugh made a mistake?
I don't make mistakes.
You know, exactly. Now that I think about it, the Lizardo-Rudy thing was your spin to get out of your mistake of leaving Wheeler off the top 11.
Oh, you say I was being a filibuster?
Yeah.
Yep. And it worked. Actually, you know what? Credit to you. You dragged us in, and we yelled about it for 4 hours.
Typical Hugh.
I don't recall that.
Yeah, okay.
Sure you don't. Right. I don't recall that. Mm-hmm.
You guys are an embarrassment to the city.
To the whole city?
The whole city.
It's a big city. A lot of people.
Yeah. I've been called worse.
That's going to be our fault when LeBron doesn't come here because we're an embarrassment.
It could be worse.
Okay. Sorry.
I sense jealousy of Elliot. When's the last time you guys have been to the barbershop?
Well, I take my son.
I've been to the barbershop.
I take my son. He gets haircuts.
Well, I used to get the beard shaped up, but I haven't done that in a while. I need to go after a while. I need to go get it shaved.
When was the last time I had someone, like I paid for someone to cut my hair?
See, that's the kicker right there. Pay.
7 years. Wow. 6-7 years. For a while.
You're not missing much. It's getting way too expensive.
I would say outrageous. You're probably about 40 to 50 bucks. If you buy $50 for a haircut now. Because if you leave a tip.
What?
Yeah, it's.
Probably 50 about 50
bucks. It's way for a haircut?
Yeah, okay. Probably about 50 bucks.
It has to stop.
I feel bad for you guys. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, society should go
bald. Get that flobby
as a protest.
You know, come on home, everybody.
Come on home. Let's get it going.
$50.
What a terrible take by Hugh Douglas and not Kyle nor Elliot that Lizardo should give Wheeler his spot.
It's Hugh's take. I mean,
told you he was going to get attributed to you.
Oh, no, another person ain't paying attention with me.
You just back the take. That's what you were doing today.
100%.
I would actually contend that the specifics of that sentence is very clear that they were listening.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Clearly. Yeah. So, they get it.
So, but they're still attributing it to you.
Yeah, but they nailed everybody in this.
Yep.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, well, that's all.
What happened earlier? I forgot. Oh,
it was Aaron.
No, one was the nut butter that got.
Butter got you. Yeah.
And then the Aaron thing.
Well, the Aaron thing. I thought we should have dumped it. I mean, that was crossing some sort of line.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, that was a lot.
Yikes. Rudy was a scrub, Hugh. Enough disrespect.
That person gets it. It fits with the pitchers aren't really athletes. Yep. Zach Wheeler is just Rudy Rudiger.
I started the show and said Zach Wheeler got that dog in him.
So Rudy had that dog in him.
Rudy was a tryhard.
Right.
That's that dog in him.
But he had that dog
in him. That's what we call
him? I mean, he got his ass kicked to practice by all Americans every day. And he kept coming back for more.
I get you that one.
That's why the players loved him at the end.
Yeah, I get you that one.
All right. We've had some dynamite opens of the show from Hugh before, the one that we played earlier today, but might as well rehash it since we're here.
And try to recalibrate what their offense is, what their quarterback is, and who are the young players that are going to pay for the future. Hugh, it doesn't feel like an all-in season to me that the Eagles are setting up, and it feels to me like we're in a transition. Where do you come down on what they've done and kind of what they're telling us?
Huh?
But
that ain't right.
Alzheimer.
We had kind of a new one this morning.
As they continue to try to lure LeBron here to Philadelphia. And how about Zach Wheeler, the all-star snub last night, 14 strikeouts. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Philly. Hey, I met what I was about to say. I was.
What happened there?
Because we were talking about Matt, because we were watching a commercial. Okay, full disclosure.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I was like, hey, I played with that guy. And I said he played offensive lineman at the Jets. And Joe pulled his name out of hat. And I said, yeah, Matt Willick. And I was telling Joe a story about how when, like, one of the first guys I got in a fight with at training camp. Man, that don't sound right. It just sounds like I'm a rabble-rouser when I say it like that. Okay,
yeah, one of the first people I've ever gotten to a fight with at training camp. As though it was a regular occurrence.
As if there's 50 of them.
Yes, but the first one.
You know what? I'm trying to turn over a new leaf, but for the sake of this story, I was saying that's Matt. And so when we started talking, Matt's name was still in my mind, and I was still thinking of stream of consciousness because before I got to tell the end of the story, we started I ran out of time, so that's where that came from.
So you were stopping yourself from calling him Matt Wheeler?
Yeah, I was about to call him Matt Wheeler.
Okay, which would have been a great drop.
I just loved the beginning. Good morning, you. Good morning, Joe. What was I about to say?
Yeah, because I'm like, man, I was about to say Matt Wheeler.
It's like balking on the first pitch of the game.
Yeah,
like,
I was about to say Matt Wheeler.
Just starting.
Because, dude, speaking in stream of consciousness, it's a blessing and a curse at times. Because sometimes you say some things and be like, damn, didn't want to share that.
Well, I
overshared
think
on that one.
The best talk show hosts have some of that in them, where it's just like, you don't know where this is going to go. Holy hell, what is he going to say next? All right, speaking of... Broads, TK, Dining Under the Stars, which if I think of two people, I think of those two, Dining Under the Stars.
I did not think of those two people, but this should be interesting. Well,
take a
Guilty.
Listen.
Guilty!
They're next. Midday Show. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace!